If a person wants to go to heaven, he should follow the straight and
narrow way.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another word for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, "This man is your uncle, and his wife is
aunt."
Who's aunt? This man is your uncle, and his wife is
his wife.
Yeah. You'd say his wife is
my aunt.
Oh yeah, that's right. But see, but I want both words. See, this man is your
uncle and aunt.
Yeah, wait a minute now. There are going to be two words. This man is your uncle. See, that's two words, your uncle. And his wife is... Just... You're exactly on the right track. I just want you to say both words.
Oh, uncle and aunt?
Yeah, but this is your uncle, and his wife is...
Your aunt.
Yeah, see, I want you to say those two words together.
Your aunt.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to get those two words together. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fist.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime but stings and draws blood is called a
mosquito.
Let's see. On a nice day, you might look up in the sky and say, "Oh, what a beautiful day. There's not a single
cloud."
Okay. Right now, we are sitting inside your...
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you call the building that a person lives in?
A house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use?
Possum, fox.
Well, now, if you didn't know now whether it was a possum or a fox or what would you call it? You'd say, something has been getting my chickens. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Well, you'd have to say a dog or fox.
Well, if you didn't know what it was, though.
I know, you'd just have to guess, polecat or...
Well, would you ever use the word vomit?
Yeah.
In that connection?
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you say that word for me, please?
Yeah. I could say the vomit has been in my chicken.
Would you ever use that word to refer to another person or just to animals?
I don't think so.
Well, now, what are some different animals that that the word vomit could mean?
Well, I don't know, really. Unless the foxes and the possums and polecats and minks and things like that would all come under that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would birds ever come
under?
No. Okay.
And not anything to bother the chicken except a hawk.
Okay. How about owls? Do owls go after chicken?
Uh-uh. I've never known them to.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about that long? Big ones do. Sometimes they're that long. And when you cook it, it curls up like that and it turns pink. You can buy them frozen in grocery stores.
Shrimp?
Yeah. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool.
Shrimp.
Okay. What am I doing?
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Now, will you count from 1 to 20 for me, please?
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. The number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1,000.
Okay. Now will you say the days of the week for me?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.